it's really set up to be a competitive district. I think the Democrats, when they were cutting up the districts, they, you know, in central Illinois, it's difficult to find, you know, 750,000 people or a million people who would reliably vote Democratic, right? So they kind of went on the hunt and found, you know, various parts of this region, you know, parts of Bloomington, Champaign-Urbana, Decatur, Macoupin County, Christian County, parts of Springfield, parts of the Metro East that had Democratic votes. And so it's not overwhelmingly Democratic because they really don't, you know, there's not that many Democratic voters downstate where they could make a massively Democratic state district. So they made it to be competitive. And in fact, it's ranked by the Cook Report, which is a national organization out of D.C. that looks at congressional elections and ranks these things. It's one of the nine House districts in the country that they rate as even strictly on the demographics and the registration and so forth. That's 9 out of 435. So it's really remarkably even relative to Congress.
Now, in 2012, when Roddy Davis first ran for election in that seat, he had a very tight race. Defeated David Gill in a very close election. Mm-hmm. What do you remember most about that 2012 race?
Well, that was a race that the Democrats thought, again, they saw this district as even. They thought they had a shot in it. It was a presidential year. You had hometown or home state favorite son running, and they thought this would potentially be a pickup. And what happened is, I would say it's fair to say that the Democratic Party establishment sort of booted it, is what happened. They identified a person who was, I think he was the state's attorney down in Greene County or Calhoun County or some, you know, part of the state that's away from here, plumped him as the candidate they were going to endorse. And David Gill just went out and took it and won by sort of 100 votes. And, you know, he was, you know, and that kind of messed up their game plan. And then in the general election, this was, you know, not the party's fault, but it just happened. There was a third party candidate who siphoned off some 20,000 votes. Again, with third parties, you never really know exactly whose votes they're taking away. But when you've got a race that ended up, as the Gill Davis race did, at about 100 votes difference, one can imagine quite easily that maybe that would have been different if we had that third party candidate in there.
Sure. And then in 2014, as you mentioned, because of the demographics of the district, I don't think it was any secret that Democrats thought it was a potential pickup for them with Rodney Davis running for re-election for the first time. Ann Callis won the primary and judge from East St. Louis area. Mm-hmm. What happened in 2014?
Again, this was the party identified a candidate, somebody on paper they thought was going to be really good, a judge, you know, Metro East. But, they ran into a few problems. I think one of them was that she was not in the district and she had to move there, and that becomes an issue. And she's from way, you know, a part of the district that was far away from most of the population centers, because the population centers are sort of Bloomington, Springfield, Champaign, Urbana, Decatur. And she turned out to be a pretty lousy candidate. And that's, you know, they should have known that. And Davis was able to win, quite comfortably. And in fact, the polling going in just before the election had it reasonably close, but he ended up actually winning by a sizable margin.
In terms of how, you know, Roddy Davis has served in Congress, you know, what stands out to you as far as his term in Congress so far?
One thing that he does extraordinarily well, and one of the reasons why I think he will serve in Congress a long time, is that he tends to the district very well. He's here a lot. He's sort of the consummate staffer, because that's where he comes from, right? He was the sort of downstate director, or whatever you call it, the district director for Shimkus when Shimkus had a piece of this area down Taylorville way. He learned how to work with local groups, local officials, and really, serve the needs and be seen as serving the needs of the district. So you see Rodney Davis a lot of places. In some ways, he takes a page out of the book of Tim Johnson, who was a congressman for five terms, maybe. Not in was a district, different district, but a lot of the same area, like the Champaign-Urbana area.
Sure. And here in 2016, it seems that the Democratic establishment really didn't fund a candidate going into this election cycle. They do have a candidate on the ballot. That's Mark Wicklund from Decatur, and David Gill is still trying to get on the ballot mm-hmm. as an independent candidate. What have you seen kind of behind the scenes there? Why have Democrats maybe not really looked to get this seat back very hard?
Well, it indicates that they feel that it would not be a good use of their money. Parties in general always do a sort of cost-benefit analysis of where they're going to, they're rational people, and they don't want to just throw a lot of money into races where they're going to lose. So they take a look, they've got a limited amount of money, and they say, well, here we could possibly have some impact, and here we won't. And so what this indicates to me is they've done the polling, they've seen what's going on here, again, because Davis is just so good at the constituency service that they must think that he is not vulnerable. And even though on paper with the demographics of the district, it should be a close race. And as I said, one of the closest districts in the country, they're not going to contest it because they feel Davis as an individual congressman has established himself and he will now probably serve in Congress for quite a long time if that's what he wants to do.
And it looks, at least from afar, that maybe Congressman Davis is starting to feel maybe a little more comfortable in that regard as well. He's agreed to serve on an agriculture advisory committee for Donald Trump after early on in the process mm-hmm. and kind of keeping his distance there. Does that show you maybe he's feeling fairly comfortable about things?
I guess I thought that was kind of a bit of a surprising move. Most of the Republicans in the state, don't want to have anything to do with Trump. That, they don't want to speak his name. They had the Republican Day last week at State Fair, or I guess the Governor's Day, because the governor is a Republican. There was virtually no signs of Trump at the Republican tent. Davis feels that at least it won't hurt him. And maybe this positions him. Maybe Trump wins, and maybe, that gives him a little leverage with the White House so that he can help the district with.